a former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f-ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, indeed. Todd Liebo with us in for Curtis Siebold. Excuse me. As we get ready to play the feud. I'm sorry, trying to look some up. I cannot speak and open a file on a computer. That's not going to happen.
Those me talk good file.
Yeah.
Speaking of guys,
he's 21.
That's the best
documents.
Part.
We feud documents 21.
Speaking
Jeez.
Of guys who can't talk, I got a special guest in studio.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just being fun. Shane, come on now.
Hey,
don't make
yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Remember when I was Shane on the radio and couldn't speak for a while?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I didn't even know we still employed you. That's wild.
Barely.
Good times. It is the feud. We're going to play the feud. The big man, Curtis Siebold, is out today. So Shane Summers, Sugar Shane, is in. He's actually better than Curtis, so it does actually make your decision tougher as to who you'll play, who will be your playing partner. Grab a line right now if you'd like to win a gift card to Hen House. 913-3810-810, the phone number, 913-3810-810. And you can just play the feud, and we'll give you a gift card to a Hen House, which you can use to go back to the meat counter, get you some of the finest steaks around. You know, only at Hen House, Shane, can you get the certified Hereford beef. Are you aware of that?
I have heard you say that before, and they're delightful. I've had them before.
It is absolutely fantastic, as we had some meatloaf. I mentioned one of the specials this past week was the ground chuck, and my wife makes a wonderful meatloaf. Ma! The meatloaf!
R.I.P. too.
R.I.P. Meatloaf.
Yeah. That is true, and that's we had the meatloaf in honor of the passing of Meatloaf.
Oh, nice.
Did Beautiful. You know that?
Yeah.
How about that?
It was that's what paradise by the oven light.
Yeah, that's what it was. And so I sat there during dinner the whole time going, Ma, the meatloaf. And my kids look at me like I'm a moron.
You haven't shown them Wedding Crashers yet?
No, I have not shown
really?
Them Wedding Crashers
I can't believe
yet.
That.
No. One's 11, Todd. One is 11. I have not shown
Well, you must be a crashers. Pretty good dad then.
We just started into the profane shows with the oldest one, who's 15. We might be a little bit late, but she's watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call that as profane as Wedding
there's
Crashers.
A little more,
oh, there is
there's
some
a little,
stuff, yeah.
There's a little more suggestion than you might realize. It's a sweet show. I recommend it highly.
And there's some heavy stuff in there, too, yeah.
There's some, you know, there's some moments. There's a unique way that we watch the show as well that can make it even more awkward, though. So,
How's
I don't know
that?
If I wanted to.
Well, you said it now. I mean,
I know. It struck me.
That has been marked. It's good.
All right. So, listen. Most people know my oldest daughter's visually impaired.
Right.
Right. So when we watch a show and all the modern shows, I'm very happy about this. And Apple is great about it. But so is Netflix. They have what they call audio commentary. So when we watch the shows at our house with my daughter, a description
of what is happening.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you. Like if it's not a necessity in your life, you probably don't want to watch it. Everybody should try it once. Like watch a fight scene in a Marvel movie. Where they're
audio commentary.
What's going on.
It's like listening to Kevin Harlan call a game on the radio. You get everything, right?
It is. It's phenomenal. Like when you watch Endgame and everybody's battling and how they start telling you about the fight like 20 seconds before it started because they got to get it in before the dialogue. And then it's pretty amazing. But when you have what we would call suggestive humor or suggestive
touching
actions.
Yes.
Yeah. It's awkward. It's awkward to have a description.
Some kissy kiss. There's some stuff.
Yeah, you know,
I gotta watch one like this. I'm gonna turn that on one time. I gotta hear it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
is good. Yeah. That is interesting. So, I like it.
Had first one of those moments in my life where I was like, that's awkward. Yeah. Okay. There we go. So let's move on. We have a contestant. The contestant's name is Jackson. Jackson, do we know you?
Magnavox.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yes, we do. Intern Magnavox has returned. I had a funny feeling this could be. Congratulations. You will be playing today. It's good to hear from you, my friend. You know how the feud is played. You know you have a choice to make. Who are you going to play with? Are you going to play with Sugar Shane? Are you going to play with Todd Lebo? Or are you going to play with me?
Serena, I'll be playing with you.
I appreciate that, Magnavox. And is that because Todd Lebo is the biggest horse's ass to all interns? Can you reveal that now on the air? Now that you're not under his clutches?
He was awesome.
That's right.
Watch your mouth,
young man.
Shane was the horse's ass, right?
Guy, so.
Yeah, Shane was the horse's
ass.
Oh,
boy,
that's
no doubt about that.
Let's be real. Let's be real. All right, me and Magnavox against Shane and Lebo. Do you want to go first or second, Jackson?
What do you think, Saran?
I think it's time for you to grow up and make your own decision.
Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, put your big boy pants on.
When in doubt, Saran always goes number two.
Sir, yes, sir. Let's go first.
Okay. And you know you got to buzz in. Does your buzzer work? Can we try it out?
Am I using Jackson or am I using
either way?
You're all grown up. You can go with whatever you want.
I'll use Magnavox.
Okay.
That's
okay,
a long-winded buzzer. I would maybe.
Yeah, all he's got to do is go
Magna.
Yeah.
Magma.
Liquid.
Yeah, that'll work. What's going to be the order for you two dweebs?
I'll go first.
Okay. Lebo.
Unless you
want to
go first, Shane.
And Jackson, you said you're going first?
No, I've already written down Lebo. So Lebo will go first.
Yes, Jackson and Lebo.
Jackson.
Okay.
Let's dance. I'll just actually keep my buzzer at Jackson.
You just, however you say, anything.
Whatever you want. Just don't say Lebo.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say Tud.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. So we got Lebo versus Magnavox / Jackson. All right. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Real quick, though. Can we give the update that Todd sent me?
Yes.
Palmer and Fowler are out of the car.
They were standing next to each other in the parking
lot.
They
literally are standing next to each other doing stand-ups.
Couldn't be
in
more
front
than
of
20
Arrowhead
yards
at
away.
At exactly the same time.
Slightly
I think they were
angles.
In the same car.
That live shot, right. as you mentioned earlier, when you can't have people out or go and see any of the people in the stadium, it's really necessary to be out at Arrowhead, especially when it's like 25 out.
Hey, the sun's out now. They're happy.
Couldn't possibly be in a warm hotel room and give this report. Go freeze your ass off out in the parking lot.
And then pile back into the same van, you idiots. All right. All right. Lebo, Magnavox, you both ready to rocker?
Yep.
We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top 8 answers when I asked them, name something that might be full of holes.
Lebo.
Todrick.
An alibi.
Alibi was your third best answer.
Oh, my God.
Jackson.
Really?
Full of holes?
Yes, sir.
Jackson.
Well, you don't have to say that now.
He already beat you in. You get a chance to get a higher
one. Jackson, full of holes. Were you shot full many times?
Wiffle ball.
No, not on the board. That's a good answer.
Do we want to play this, Shane?
Shane,
Lebo? I don't got a lot. What do you think?
I don't got a lot, he says.
That's my Omicron.
I don't got a lot of knowledge.
It's my MO. What do you want from me?
You want
me to speak correctly, or you want me to play this game?
I want you to talk lacrosse.
I want you to speak properly. I don't have that many.
Okay.
How would you feel about it, Todd?
Well, I'd like to hear you give some bad answers, and we get buzzers.
And that's what we should do then.
Okay.
Fellas.
It's your turn, Shane.
Okay. Cheese.
Swiss cheese, top answer.
Damn it.
That's what I had written down. Now I got to think of something, huh?
Oh,
no.
Don't be like Curtis and just look around. It's glass. This actually is one where you could go Fredo.
Not really. I was going to say Sonny because he really got shot.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I'll say like a colander or, a strainer.
I'll take that. Yeah, colander / strainer was fifth best.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
Clothes
/ socks, second best.
Oh, damn. Okay.
What?
Exactly, Jackson. These are all my weirdo potheads. Nobody knows.
Oh, is there a pothead?
You were definitely stoned when you thought this one up.
Or I've gotten to the point where I've run out of every category, so I have to start looking up categories that they put out on the show.
How about, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, like your defense?
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs defense?
That's a good answer, but not on the board. That's one strike.
Something that came to my mind was a golf course. Golf course has a lot of holes.
Oh,
golf course,
damn.
Golf
you didn't believe in yourself.
That was the sixth best answer.
That's what I had. I had that one. Damn it.
Ted Leibniz. Of 810 Rodney.
Read them off to us.
The answers that have been taken. Yeah. Swiss cheese, number 1, 2, clothes/socks. 3, alibi. 4, blank. 5, colander/strainer. 6, golf course. 7 and 8, both blank.
We're missing 3.
And only one strike on the board.
Turn,
I have a good idea.
Your nose?
We're up.
Okay, I got a couple.
All right, Shane, fix this. But it's your nostril. You got the holes where you plug the frogger in.
We keep going.
Yeah, bend over, Todd. We'll give you an answer.
Well, hey, now.
Jed brought up his stoner friend, so I thought a pipe.
Pothead over there, Shane. Why don't you calm down?
You should have said it right.
What? Bung. What on earth?
That doesn't even make sense.
Pipe?
It's got a hole.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
You're just catching this abuse because Curtis isn't here.
It is.
Why do you play this segment and continue to embarrass your family?
You know, I continue to question it myself.
He did it better than I did. What's your great idea, right, Jackson?
It did give me a lot of time to write a bunch of things down.
Oh, that was the last one.
Yeah,
we're up, right?
Yes, sir.
Tennis racket's not bad. I have pockets, but I assume that comes under clothes.
Yep.
Well, that's dumb. How could you do that, Sarin?
Hey, it's our show. Shut up,
a hole
guy.
In your pocket, you know. I have a sieve, but that might be a colander, which was guessed, right, wasn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was, and I'd consider that under those.
Okay, so then I have net, donut, sponge, and bagels.
Mm. Ooh, I like that.
What did you have?
I had, like, a tire, a bunch of holes in the tire, and then I had a... Connect Four.
Oh, yeah. That Connect Four game. I like that.
Say that wrong.
Think New Jersey.
What are you giving hints?
I'm not giving any hints.
Think New Jersey. I don't even. I know what that is.
Nets.
Yeah. We're going to go Nets.
Nets. What's the fifth?
That's awful.
Answer.
Don't do that, Jed.
No, it's fine.
What do you mean?
Don't do that. That's terrible.
It's fine.
That's terrible. Take
it. I cheated last week and you liked it.
No, I didn't. I just didn't say anything. Now I'm saying something.
What were the other ones?
All right. The answers,
what were the other ones?
The answers that you did not get. Number 7, screen. And number 8, road.
Potholes. Well, how many did they get?
They got 96 additional points.
All right, Shane, you got this, bro.
All right. I'll stop cheating, I promise. Maybe.
Just be more subtle.
Well, I'll try. You know me. Subtlety is not my strongest.
No, it's not.
All right. Shane, Petro, let's rock and roll here. We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top 8 answers. When I asked them, name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear.
Shane. Petro.
Shane, actually.
Big game.
Sporting event was 4th best. Pet?
Date.
Hot date, number 1, player
Thank
pass.
Thank you. Lucky underwear, what do you think, Magnavox? When do you wear it?
Oh, man.
Do you want to play or
game
pass?
Game was already said.
Big game was 4th
Big game, and I said date.
Party.
So we're going to play. We're going to play, I think.
You're playing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, yeah, we'll play.
How about more specific on a party?
Costume party.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to try... Does that mean there's more than one? I'm going to say... How did you phrase the question again?
Name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear.
Birthday party.
I'm going to try birthday party.
Not
what?
On the board. That's 2 strikes, guys.
Wow. Good luck, Magnavox.
It's your turn, Jackson.
Crap. I'm going to pass.
You can't pass.
Well, I mean, you can pass, but you'll be out. Then
go ahead and pass. Take it.
No,
just
no.
Pass.
We could play or pass once we got control of the board. But once we decide to play, we got to keep
You started
playing.
Spouting off. Yeah, you know, you're
For
in.
A basketball pass.
Just say Nets.
Oh.
New Jersey.
You paid close attention to the program when you were interning, didn't you?
Yeah, I know. When I was interning, I played and I was so nervous that I was didn't even listen to the.
Well, you're totally
you
redeeming
to change
yourself
your
now.
Underwear, apparently, is what happened.
What in the way your lucky underwear? Goodness. To work.
Ding, bang, buzz.
Yeah, if it's close, you got to give it to
job
him.
Job interview.
There you go. There you
pretty
go.
Pretty loose.
Although that means I've got
to come up with something better.
Over to
I
you,
come
pal.
Up with something now. Wow. I'm going to say, play cards.
Gambling / casino, third best.
Here we go, Jackson. Let's go.
Oh, goodness.
This should be painful, by the way.
Couldn't be more.
Is gambling?
He just said that.
Playing cards with the same?
That's the same.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Saran just said.
It just came to him. He doesn't know where he heard, where it came to him from.
Flirting with a girl.
There you go.
Yeah. I really.
I'm glad we. Let's just put us out of our misery on that.
Well, they were talking about party.
Yeah.
And the only thing I could think of that they didn't mention was maybe a New Year's Eve party.
I put wedding night down.
And I put wedding, prom, first day of
weddings,
school.
Wedding's just a date. It's just
it's not a date.
It's a guaranteed date.
We're picking wedding night because that's a special night.
Final.
Dang.
Wedding night was your fifth best. Let's see here. 73 points over to Shane and Lebo. The answers that you did not get, your anniversary, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's.
And what about for some finals or some exams?
I had the exam written down as well.
It's apparently it's all about, you know, getting something.
Getting something.
You know? It's
well, you know my life, Saran. I mean, that's clearly the life I live.
It's a quest. Yeah.
Yes,
a lot more jokes. A lot more jokes for that when Curtis is here, but I digress.
Anyways, all right, we'll save that for another day. Lebo, Jackson, you both read it,
right? Yes.
We surveyed a bunch of my weirdo followers. We got the top, let's see here, just 6 responses when I asked them, name a country with a large population.
Lebo.
Todd.
China.
Oh.
China was your top answer. Would you guys like to play
totally
and or pass?
Playing this one.
Shane?
India.
India was number 2.
Well, the USA is in there somewhere.
USA, number 3.
USA, USA.
Japan.
That's awful. It's such a small country.
A lot of people there.
I know, but it's...
Mexico? No?
Mexico was there. That was the fifth best.
Russia?
No.
I'm great at this.
Okay, so read them off to us.
Answers have been taken. Number 1, China. Number 2, India. Number 3, United States of America. 4 blank, 5 Mexico, 6 blank.
So I'm going to have to get this one, and Shane's going
to
come off the top rope and
2 strikes. So you have to get this, or else it's over to Jackson and Petro.
Got a couple of choices.
Ow.
Now, this doesn't have to be right, because these are just your people.
Just my weirdo followers.
I mean, this could be like Luxembourg.
Who does? Could be a city. Maine.
It could be Springfield. Petro, this is your time for Springfield. Let's go. Brazil
okay. Actually was there. That was the fifth best answer.
Shane,
6th best on the board. Let's hear you.
Do I have some way to meta this for you?
Foul.
New Jersey this up or anything?
I mean, do we get any hints too, Jed? Since
no, we all work together.
No, shut your mouth, Shane.
Africa is what I had.
That's not a country.
Well, that's not a country.
Oh my God!
Well, then buzz him.
That's a continent, lacrosse.
Buzz him. We're gonna take Earth. You know, I mean, give me a break.
Does have a bit of that?
We'll take it.
I said South Africa.
No, you didn't say South Africa.
So what's been taken and what's left?
The answers that have been taken. Number 1, China. Number 2, India. Number 3, United States. Number 4, Brazil. Number five, Mexico. Number six is blank. Shane barfed out Africa.
South Africa.
Lebo barfed out a couple of other things.
Mine were legitimate. I'm thinking,
they actually were right. Attempts. He didn't name a continent. Russia, somebody said.
Russia's
legit.
Europe.
So Russia's been guessed and was wrong?
Yes, it was wrong.
Okay, that's first of all, I don't think there's any way Mexico's in the top how many?
Six. I mean, we didn't take a census here.
No,
this is just my
I know. And
I
that's
just know
what
that
I'm
Mexico
saying.
City is one of the biggest cities in the world.
That I'm just saying, can we have our discussion without you idiots interrupting us?
No, you may not.
Is this your first time playing the feud?
My point is that, here's my point. I don't think it's definitely not Spain. My point here is that I don't think these are right, so I don't think we have to be that good. But I believe.
Oh, but you can make fun of me for making dumb answers.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
That Africa was dumb when it's name a country.
Yes.
There's no way around it, Shane.
But he said South 6 seconds later.
I actually think one of the most populous ones is Indonesia. But I don't know that anybody would say that.
I need an answer.
I mean, I think that's right. My daughter does a bunch of geography stuff, and so I've actually looked at this stuff when she was memorizing stuff for the GOB. And
that's Shane's.
I think it's going to be a popular country.
Okay, what do you want to go with? It's your gift card that's on the line.
Oh, dang.
Ooh.
What do I get, a hen house gift card?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
What do you want to answer?
Let's go Argentina.
No.
What?
The answer that you did not get, number six,
Indonesia for sure, yeah.
98 additional points over to Shane and Lebo.
Yeah, I knew that one was up there, and I was also thinking about Pakistan, too, is huge.
Jackson, did you not learn when you were interning here, you always listen to Petro?
Yeah, I just need to shut my mouth sometimes.
Not on music categories. Let me tell you something. If he asks something about music here, then just hang up the phone because you're done.
We got this, Shane. Let's go.
Shane, Petro, you both ready to rock?
Shane,
yeah, we're ready.
Get your dauber, your dauber's down right now. You need to cheer up. We were all making fun of you because you said Africa. Now focus and finish this damn thing.
Focus and finish, Shane, you boob.
Wow. We surveyed 100 of my weirdo followers. We got the top five answers.
I believe in you, Shane.
We asked them, what is the best place for someone to study?
Petro.
Pet.
You said the library.
What's your top answer? Player pass.
Magnavox, you're quite the studier. Are we going to play or pass, or what are we going to do?
He showed that off far.
Can you repeat the question?
What is the best place for someone to study?
Now, don't answer. He's asking you if you want to play the category.
Play or pass.
A classroom.
Okay.
So I guess you're going to play.
Play.
Yes.
Well, that's your third best answer. How does it go off the rails every week?
Every week.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone driving around is enjoying it, but I have really enjoyed this today.
Big Tiger, come on.
I'm going to say your room. You study in your room when you're a kid.
Bedroom, second best.
Living room.
One strike.
Phrase the question again and tell me what's been said.
What is the best place for someone to study? The answers that have been taken, number one, library, two, bedroom, and three, classroom.
And there's only five, you
there are only five answers, two left.
I'm going to go with study hall.
Well, study hall sounds a lot like a classroom, Pat,
okay,
so I'd probably go the other way.
Okay, if that's the same, if that was all lumped together.
Yeah, they're all lumped together.
Then I'm going to say outdoors.
Everybody hates the outdoors. It's too cold out. Or too hot out, maybe.
Okay.
Never just.
I used to like to study in the quad.
Yeah, I wrote the quad down. Studying on the quad.
I like going to the quad for other reasons.
Streaky.
I got one.
Starts with an S.
It's your turn, Jackson. That's
Jackson,
perfect.
Over to you. Two strikes, buddy.
What about like a park?
Not on the board. Three strikes. Chance to steal here. Libens.
Where are these people studying it?
I don't know, man. Two other places, apparently.
I have one.
Okay.
What do you got?
What do you have?
Well, I have where we study with my daughter is on the at the dining room table.
Yeah, I was going to say like the dining room or kitchen. Is that the same as any of these other rooms? They all count as rooms?
No, they don't all count as rooms.
Living room.
Okay, you're done, Jackson. Stop talking.
Sorry.
You like the dining room table?
I mean, what else do you got?
Because no one goes to the formal dining room to eat because it's a dumb room. So let's go dining room, Shane Summers.
Final answer.
Yes. Yes, Shane
dining
gets a damn
table
winner.
Was
he
the
done it.
Fifth best answer, the answer that you did not get. People apparently study at a coffee shop. It sounds noisy in there.
People do that. They plug in, though, man. Shane,
let's see here.
I believe in you.
86
You're a good person.
Additional points.
Count
over
it up,
to Shane.
Petro. What is that?
That's going to get you to 257. That's going to be enough for the victory. But I'm going to tell you what. Just because during the segment, I got a text from Jackson that said, I suck so bad at this. Laugh out loud. I'm going to give him the gift card to Hen House. You're going to shop on us, my friend. Congratulations. Well done.
Hi, Jackson.
You may not have won, but you were entertaining, and we will take that over winning any day.
All right, guys. Go Chiefs.
See you, bud.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself. You know, tell your folks I said hi, by the way. it pops up right in the middle. He goes, I suck so bad at this.
I like what I said. I said, don't answer. He's just asking if you want to play. Classroom.
Right.
Okay.
Classroom.
You're playing. Yeah. I'm going to say this right now. I want to say it publicly. I gave you some crap, Shane. We all made fun of you, but you won that game. You did it.
I'm just glad I played with Jackson today.
Yeah, that helped to have Jackson on the other team.
I think Jackson was texting me when you were saying that. He wasn't paying attention. I was like, what? Classroom?
Yeah, too bad.
That's priceless. Good kid. Good kid, Jackson. All right, let's take a break. We will come back. We'll get some Lebo sounds coming up next here in the program.
The program with Soren Petro.
I'm a fat ass with a microphone.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The Joe's Kansas City end of the hour question. Lebo, Soren, I know
you're
drop it
on me, Jed.
Super interested in what I had to ask. I asked, what was the last year that neither number one seed from the conference championship made it?
God, I can think of a lot of old ones. I remember the football team hosting one as like the four seed, the Doug Williams year. They ended up hosting the Vikings, who were 9-7, were the lowest seed. They might have been like the next to the lowest. But there has to been one since then.
Was 2010? Did I see that somewhere?
Did you look at the sheet?
No, I saw it on the internets.
On the internets, 2010? What were the 10 championship would have been?
It was the last time the ones lost in the round before the championship game. It was one of them was Arizona.
Well, that's what he's asking,
yeah,
Todd.
Yeah, Arizona.
It was 2010.
The Packers beat Arizona.
The Falcons.
No.
Packers
Arizona
beat the Falcons. Packers.
Arizona beat the one at home against the Eagles, right? As the three.
Yeah, so the Packers beat the Falcons, were the one.
So what we're going to do here is I'm going to give the answer, and both are just going to stop because none of this is right.
Well,
the Falcons,
I had the year right.
You did get the year
okay.
right. The Falcons
okay.
lost to the Packers.
That's right. Matt Ryan.
And the Patriots lost to Butt Fumble, the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Yes.
And so what were the two conference championship games? It was 2010?
Curtis read out this question. He doesn't have any more information.
Well, the Jets would have lost
you.
To...
Is it 2010, though?
It was
the Steelers. Yes, it was 2010.
Because that's the Packers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
No. That was 8, wasn't it?
I think it was 10. Where's
what was
Curtis?
The year? Yeah.
Just call him. What's he doing?
Yeah, I always tell him, I'm like, could you look? Yeah, I mean, it's not just to have the answer. It's for it to be noteworthy, interesting. So put the other relevant information off to the side.
The reason why it was relevant, I guess, would be because, you know, three of the four number one seeds lost this past weekend.
I guess that's what he's getting at. I don't know. The man's in a tremendous amount of pain, right? He's in a tremendous amount of pain. There's only so much you can ask.
Packers beat the Bears in the title game, and the Steelers beat the Jets, so it was Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Game in Dallas, yeah.
Okay.
I do not remember that Bears. The Bears with a two seed? Ugh.
The bottom line is, great food from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue was yours if you knew.
And I was
three
right.
Three great locations. You can go to the original down at the gas station, 17th or 117th row, 119th and Strang line. Make sure and get the gumbo. That's my tip.
Yeah, that's Jed's tip. He loves the gumbo at Joe's. I love the burnt ends. I love the ribs. I will tell you the most underrated thing. Their ribs are so good. It is literally fall off the bone good. Get you some ribs tonight at Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Order online at joeskc.com or even easier with the app on your phone. That's how I order when I'm picking up Joe's. Todd Lebo is with us. Little Lebo Sounds brought to you by the After Christmas Sale at Family Leisure. Todd, where should we begin? Jamar Chase?
Yeah, we're going to go behind enemy lines and hear from the Bengals today. Okay. Did you guys know the Bengals beat the Chiefs a few weeks ago? Had you heard about that yet?
It was in the papers.
Well, the guy who was really good that day was this kid named Jamar Chase, who's a rookie wide receiver, you know. And he's obviously going to be someone the Chiefs need to go guard. Now, they did a really nice job on Stephon Diggs the other night, and they got Gabriel Davis up for a couple hundred yards. Now, the Bengals have lots of other weapons, too. This is not just Jamar Chase. He's a really amazing player, and he is I think he is a poster child for, like, what college athletics has kind of become the last few years. He was someone who, you'll recall, was committed to Kansas for 8 days in February of 2017.
And Jeremy Crabtree said, yeah, hold on. Yeah. Don't expect that to ever actually happen, and it didn't.
Just chill. And he was there, and then he committed. I think I might have even maybe TCU thought they had him for a while. Anyway, and then he played 2 years at LSU. He was a big part of the team that won it all in 19 with Joe Burrow. And then he opted out of the 2020 college football season because you could opt out in college because he didn't want to go get hurt. And, you know, hurt his draft stock. Ends up going number 5, which a lot of people...
Actually, can I correct you on something?
Yes.
He went number 1 in my dynasty draft. I took him with the number 1 overall pick ahead of Najee Harris. And I think I did the right thing, don't you?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good. But, you know, a lot of people thought... That was the thing that people were a little bit concerned about with opting out in college. He's like, wait a second. Is the league going to get tape? Are they going to watch you play? Will you still get picked? And many people thought the Bengals should not be picking a wide receiver. They had some pretty good weapons there. Joe Burrow got crushed about a billion times his rookie year, and they went ahead and drafted this guy. Now, we watched them get sacked 9 times last week, so maybe they probably should have done something with the line. But they've got a dynamic offense, and this, I think, is an interesting kid. But he is also, this is a guy who went, he was a 4-star recruit, went to LSU, big-time SEC school, won a national championship. He's the number 5 pick in the draft, but he still finds a way to have a little chip on his shoulder because he said he's had doubters for years.
I can tell you honestly, one of my best stories ever, Les Miles told me I couldn't play receiver when I was coming out of high school. So, you know, that was something I had on my shoulders growing up. Les Miles told me he thought I could play cornerback. I wasn't really in full position at receiver yet, so, you know, I just kept working in my craft off season, waking up early in the mornings to work out. I just kept focused.
When you were drafted, Joe Burrow told us, physical gifts aside, you were very bright, had a high football IQ. Where did you learn that, and how were you able to just bring that into your success this first year?
I'll say, you know, that grows over, you know, the intelligence of high school football, trying to be advanced in high school. I went to a private school, so, you know, I learned a lot more there than some other systems in where I grew up at. So, you know, once I got to LSU, that helped me out a little more with reading stuff, you know, learning plays. So everything just got a little easier once I got to LSU. And then when Joe got there, you know, Joe started showing me the coverages and how should I read, you know, film. So it just got improved. I just improved it every year, you know, once I met new people.
So he went after it, and, you know, Les Miles was fired at LSU in the middle of 16, which would have been, you know, but you start recruiting these kids early.
Well, so, I heard the debate today on the Zone about, like, well, wait a minute, he was playing, Les Miles didn't get hired until 19, and Chase played 18 and 19 at LSU, so when could this have been that the guy's lying and making it up? You go to all the combine camps,
when you're like 15
and the 7-on-7s.
Yeah.
And Les Miles was never out of the game at that point. He was still hanging around. I'm sure there was some camp or somewhere. And that's the beauty of it. It's one of the reasons why I think they thought Les Miles would work at Kansas, was because he was doing what Bob Huggins did for a year, which was lining up Michael Beasley and Bill Walker. And who was the other one? That Jared Mayo?
Well, I Remember? Think the timeline of this thing is he had committed to David Beatty, not Les Miles. I think the timeline of getting told that Les Miles was when Les Miles was at LSU and this kid was a sophomore, and he told him
exactly, yeah. So exactly. Yeah, but then also, I think Les Miles was also roaming around all the camps and recruiting for wherever he was going to end up.
Sure.
Just like Bob Huggins didn't have a job. He wasn't hired at K-State. He sat out a year. But the word on the street was that Jared Mayo, Michael Beasley, and Bill Walker were going to go wherever Bob Huggins landed. Because he's not breaking any rules talking to those guys.
Right.
And I'll bet you Les Miles was doing the same thing.
Yeah, but I do think that this anything Les Miles said was when the kid was a sophomore in high school. And that just
bothered me.
Because when he grew up, I mean, Les Miles had won a title. He'd been there his whole life. Les Miles was the coach at LSU, basically, right?
Yes.
And then so all your dream is to go to LSU, and he gets told when he's probably a sophomore, now you look like a cornerback. You're like, I'm going to be a cornerback.
It was probably at an LSU. If it was that early, it was at an LSU football game.
100%. And he's from Metairie. I mean, that's just like, that's New Orleans. Like, so.
And by the way, I definitely don't think it's a lie because Les Miles was an idiot. And so it certainly sounds like what Les Miles would say to one of the best athletes in the NFL.
Yeah, you're down there recruiting kids. Yeah, you look like a cornerback to me. Now, listen, they had a bunch of really good cornerbacks at the LSU. And I'll bet, you know what? I'll bet Jamar Chase would be a really good cornerback, FYI.
But doesn't it speak to why Les Miles failed? And why, who was the AD at the time at Kansas who hired him? Jeff Long. Already put his name, decommitted his name from my memory. Not that he did anything. Jeff Long was always fine to me. But, like, not getting it. Look at Jamar Chase. Look, he looks nothing like a corner. If anything, he looks like a tailback, right? But the stupid Les Miles is there like, oh, no, you're going to play defense because I'm all about defense. And that's why his offense has sucked.
That's why he lost his job.
Because he'd look at Jamar Chase and go, you're playing corner.
Yeah. The LSU had all these great players. You know, you sit there, and they had some good offensive players, so they never could find a quarterback, right? I mean, they had Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, all these guys in the same damn team, you know, and they couldn't ever really get the cornerback or the quarterback to get it done. And and Les Miles, whatever, in 2015 or 16 when this conversation happened, and he told him, you look like a cornerback to me, he's probably not wrong. Like I said, dude would be a cornerback. He'd be really good, but he's a better wide receiver than cornerback.
Yeah, but he's got the thick legs. I mean, he doesn't look like a flip the hips guy to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, he looks more like a safety if you're going to play him on defense. I mean, he is thick for a wide receiver, right? Like
But these guys just file stuff away, and so this is a high school kid who heard this stuff from the hero of his school in his state, and he's like, I'll show you. I'll go play wide receiver, you know?
Yeah.
So
I love that cut. I love that cut because it just speaks to how little Les Miles got it in the end. Like, he was just swimming in so much talent down at LSU that he could put guys in the wrong place and still back ass into a 2-loss national championship.
It happened. It 100% happened, for sure. For sure. All right, let's hear another one here from the Bengals side of it. Zach Taylor, the coach. And we're going to get a chance. I think tomorrow there's a teleconference. It's during the Chiefs Zoom, so it's not perfect. I think the last time Zach Taylor was probably ever at Arrowhead was when he was a player at Nebraska. I was looking through. He's been around the league, but I don't think any of the teams that he's been a part of have played at Arrowhead since then. He played in the Big 12 title game as the quarterback for Nebraska in 2006. And he was one of these scrappy guys who played for Bill Callahan, who, by the way, who's this kid's offensive coordinator? Bill Callahan's son. I mean, it's just like we talk about like the nature of getting a job in the NFL. Like, did you know that Bill Callahan's son is the offensive coordinator at Cincinnati? Well, he is.
I actually did because I looked that kind of crap up.
Right, and so yes. Bill Callahan was his coach when he was at Nebraska, helps him along the way. He goes and gets the job down at A&M with Mike Sherman, marries Mike Sherman's daughter. I mean, the next thing you know, you're the head coach of the Bengals. I mean, this is the way it works. I'm not saying he's not qualified. I'm just saying this is, you look up and you go, why is this guy the head coach? Well, they all know each other and everything. Anyway, I don't know if that was the last time he's here, but I just remember that. It's like, wow, this kid was the little scrappy kid at Nebraska. He's the head coach of the Bengals. Now he's got his team a step away from the Super Bowl. They did a great job, obviously, against the Chiefs defense last time. Chase had a huge day. They won the game, but he says he expects the Chiefs defense to bring it really big time on Sunday.
Their identity is our identity. It's got them this far. It's got them to multiple Super Bowls. So I don't think there's any shock there. Everyone's going to have adjustments. You know, there's oftentimes you play divisional games and there's some tweaks and modifications there as they play you a second time. Same on our end. But Again, they've got tremendous players. They got a great coaching staff. They do a really good job putting them in a position, putting pressure on the offense. So again, we'll have to have our plan in place and then be ready to adjust as the game goes.
Yeah, it's going to be different this time around. They'll do a couple things. I do agree that they play the way they play, but you can't play the way they played last time against the Bengals and expect it to work. That wasn't good enough. They got to do better. They need to get after the quarterback more. They got to him, I think, 4 or 5 times. I don't know if they'll get 9, but
I don't think they'll get 9, but I think that Joe Burrow is living on, and maybe this will continue and he'll go by the Chiefs and move on to the Super Bowl, but I think Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense is living on borrowed time before they have a big turnover game, right? The quarterback cannot be under that much constant pressure and not turn the ball over. They are due to throw, like, have 2 lost fumbles from the quarterback and throw 2 picks.
Yeah.
And I'll say it happens on Sunday against the Chiefs.
Well, the recipe's there. Get back there and frustrate him a little bit, knock the ball out of his hands, tip a ball up in the air, something like that. It's there. You got to take advantage of it when you get the chance, though.
I think his pocket awareness right now kind of sucks.
Well, and he mentioned on the – I was watching this call today, and, he had the major knee construction, and he's still not – he said after their bye week, he kind of started feeling just about back to normal. But you can tell him he didn't finish the Chiefs game, remember? He couldn't take the last kneel down because he tried to do a couple of sneaks. He's not – he's nowhere near 100% with his legs. Nowhere near. And his pocket awareness, when you're not healthy, it makes your pocket awareness even worse.
Listen, I mean, remember Mahomes last year was playing behind nothingness of offensive line and still not getting taken down the way Joe Burrow was taken down, because a lot of the sacks come down to your quarterback. Your quarterback can avert it. Not that he can just throw dimes for touchdowns, but he can throw it away. He can get out of the pocket and then throw it away. And Burrow doesn't do that. He takes the hits like he's Ben Roethlisberger, but he's not near as big. So, yeah, I mean, I hear when, oh, this is good. How many times are we going to see this? Probably 2 or 3, and then he's going to be beat to hell. That's what I think is going to happen to Joe Burrow if he doesn't get a lot better at avoiding the sacks.
Yeah, for sure. A lot better. You can't take those hits.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Joe Burrow next here on the program.
The Program with Soren Petro.
You might want to hold off on that just for a minute. Just hold on. We can't hear. All right.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Little Lebo Sounds brought to you by Family Leisure, K10 and Ridgeview, online at familyleisure.com. It's the after Christmas sale. Great time to get stocked up. If you're hunkered down for the cold, I'll get you a pool table, poker table, shuffleboard, theater seats to watch the big game. Super Bowl's right around the corner. You get some great theater seats to kick back and relax and watch the game, even massage chairs as well. And, of course, not long, beautiful weather coming. Patio furniture galore, the best patio furniture around. I bought my first one in 2004, still using it today. It's at Family Leisure, online at familyleisure.com. Mention 810 and save even more. What does Joe Burrow have to say besides the fact that Arrowhead's not loud?
He didn't say that, Sarin. He said he was asked back in October about NFL stadiums. He didn't say anything about Arrowhead, but he's going to learn that Arrowhead's very loud. He's 100% going to learn that. But he also knows that falling behind 14-0 like they did at home and somehow came back and won would not be advisable on Sunday night.
Yeah, you always want to get out to a strong start, put some points on the board early, and kind of control the game like we have the last 2 weeks. You can't let a team like this get out in front of you, because then, they put a lot of pressure on you on defense. You know, they're going to blitz you and make you, uncomfortable back there if you get down. You know, we got down 14-0 in the last game, and it's not exactly where we wanted to be at that point in the game. We were able to fight out of it and ended up winning the game, but, we'd like to have a stronger start.
Pretty amazing that they came back and won that game. I was looking at it this week. Chiefs had 28 at halftime, and they only scored 3 points in the second half. It was 14-0. The big penalty on the Pringle, kick return was huge, obviously. That might have really opened the floodgates for them. But you have to credit the Bengals for fighting the entire time, and you have to credit Zach Taylor for not wanting to leave even 13 seconds on the clock, because the way they played the end of that game, a lot of teams wouldn't do. And they played it because they knew that was the only way they had to win. So I think this is going to be interesting. I think the Bengals will go for 4 downs. I think they will do all that kind of stuff because that's the way they play the game. I don't know if it's going to be enough. I like the Chiefs in this game. I like them to cover too, because I think the Bengals have done a nice job getting to this point, but they're going to feel something different on Sunday.
Paybacks are a B.
Yep.
Right? That's the reality of it. And I think that's what's coming, is a little payback from the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're on a roll. They can smell it. And I don't think they're going to be stopped. Todd, You're the man. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk again soon.
All right, bud.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
David Ortiz, who's in the Hall of Fame for no reason, is one of only three players with multiple walk-off home runs in postseason play. Who are the other two? Great Cajun food from Jazz is yours if you know.